Good evening and welcome once more to Open Mic, the program on which you are the star, the program on which yours is the most powerful voice in all of the Northwest. Well, as we have told you from time to time over the past week, this is the evening on which our young ladies have returned to bring, to record, the messages that you have for the people of Russia. Last week, we introduced to you Margaret Maunder and Ann Anderson and told you that they were planning a trip under the auspices of Theta Sigma Phi, Professional Women's Journalism Fraternity, a trip to the Soviet Union to study methods of communication in the Soviet Union. And we proposed that they return tonight in order that you could phone your messages to the people of Russia. These messages, of course, will be taped here at CCO and carried by the girls on their trip to Russia. To begin with, however, we have a letter here from Governor Orville Freeman, Governor Freeman of the state of Minnesota. Governor Freeman writes to Mrs. Anderson and to Mrs. Maunder, and he writes, "I extend to you my most sincere congratulations on your selection to visit Moscow to study and report on communications there. And may I also congratulate the Twin Cities Alumni Chapter of Theta Sigma Phi, Professional Fraternity for Women in Journalism, for its sponsorship of a project that should contribute much to better international understanding. I am sure that a greater degree of understanding between the people of the United States and the people of the Soviet Union would help to create a climate that would brighten prospects for peace. And I know that person-to-person contacts can contribute materially toward that end. Such increased knowledge and understanding is especially important in the area of communication and discussion of ideas. I believe that when the people of any nation, even of those where freedom of expression is denied, recognize the values inherent in the freedom to know, to learn, and to communicate, they will seek to attain such freedom. And as the people of the United States learn what the absence of such freedom means in other lands, they will treasure and defend the major part of our American heritage vigorously and effectively. You have my best wishes for a most successful trip," the governor concludes. "Sincerely yours, Orville Freeman, Orville L. Freeman, Governor of Minnesota." This is an entirely unrehearsed and spontaneous program, a program on which we receive the calls of our listeners without any go-betweens. There are no control whatsoever over these calls on the part of myself or of station WCCO. Well, Ann, I understand that you've had a little difficulty, a little delay in getting off the ground, so to speak, on your trip to Russia. Could you tell us something about it?
Our visa applications are taking a little longer than we had hoped they would. And
so you're going to miss the May Day celebration?
Yes, we'll miss May Day, but we hope to be there, excuse me, in time for Soviet Press Day, which is May 5th. We hope we'll get that much squeezed in anyway. But even regardless of when we get there, we will still spend a full 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking forward to it, believe me.
Good evening, Open Mic.
Hello, people of Russia and all radio amateurs. This is Harrison Pearl in Minneapolis, K0ODS, an amateur radio operator. And I will try to contact your company, your country, after I learn some more of your language, and hope to speak to some of your amateurs over in your country.
Tell me, are you taking Russian language lessons?
Yes, in night school.
I see.
Did you have an additional message beyond the one you have already given us?
I want to hope that we can have a open mic in Russia, and Russia will be able to have an open mic here, so people in both countries will be able to talk back and forth, and someday we will have international television, and we can see each other's country.
Thank you.
So, let's see. Spokojno nachi, Ruski.
Okay, thank you.
Good night, George.
Federal 99111 for Open Mic on CCO. If you would like to send a message to the people of Russia, call Federal 99111 Open Mic on CCO. Good evening, open mic. Yes, sir?
Would you be interested in taking along the message of what a farm produces?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, very much.
Well, I'm alone here, and at the present time, milking 30 cows. The cows are on test. Once a month, the amount of butter fat is tested and the amount of milk they give. And production last year was 11,558 pounds of milk, 433 pounds of butter fat.
That's per cow?
Per cow.
Yes.
The overall production was 346,740 pounds of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And
how large is your farm in acreage?
130 acres. I'm not always planning according to what the government wants, but nevertheless, I do it as I see fit or as I want. And both stock is raised here, the grain and forage, majority of it is raised right on the place here.
I wonder if you could tell us what you have in the line of equipment that the Russian farmers might be interested in. That is tractors, milking machines, and so forth.
Well, I have one old tractor and one, they're both getting old now, but one of them is a later model that is suitable for any type of work. A baler, elevator, mm-hmm. a field chopper, which go out and pick it up out the windrow.
Mm-hmm.
To put the feed in the silo, silage with,
mm-hmm.
and corn picker, majority of the equipment that would be needed, plows, disc, harrows,
How many buildings do you have on your farm? A house and a barn? And
Well, there is, I have worked into a loose housing setup now, which gives me a shed 45 by 45.
You have a milking parlor then?
I do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And milking parlor has hot and cold water. There's a washroom to the side with a shower in it.
Is your milk piped right from the machine?
No, that is something for looking for the future.
You're looking toward planning a setup where you the milk goes directly from the cow right through the machine
to the milk tank.
The milk tank, and the milk tank mm-hmm. is then taken to market.
I have the milk tank now, but it'll take some time yet because of the expense there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It'll cost me nearly $2,000 to put in the pipeline.
How much money do you have invested in your farm right now, approximately?
The place would have a valuation of approximately $50,000 to $55,000.
About mm-hmm. $65,000, and you work this alone?
Yes.
You have no hired help?
I have tried to get somebody helping to drive a tractor in the spring and maybe a little help with baling
mm-hmm.
in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, it's strictly alone.
Well, thank you, sir. This has been a most enlightening description of a Minnesota dairy farmer's setup, and I'm sure that it will be most interesting when it's played in Russia.
Well, I hope so. And in case there's anyone that in Russia that would be getting over this way, I'd be most happy to show them set up, and if they wanted to take and see how things work, that it's not all get rich quick. It's a slow, hard process, but nevertheless, it's a living, and that's what we all are on this earth for. It's taking get a living and serve God. With God's help, I'll take and make a go of it, and with His help, we all should be able to take and keep a going and keep at peace and understand one another better. And by doing so, I'm sure that we can live at peace throughout the world.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And on that note of invitation from a farmer in Minnesota to the farmers of the Soviet Union, we bring to a close this program of messages from the people of WCCO, Land of the People of Russia. Anne and Margaret, would you like to say a closing word in the few seconds we have left?
I would just like to thank you, George, and WCCO for making this possible. I think it is truly a public service to let the people of this area speak directly to the people of Russia, and we'll be very happy to present this broadcast in Moscow.
And if we are able to bring any type of message back, we will certainly do it, and we will look forward to appearing on open mic, should you want us to, when we get back, George. Thanks again.
Thank you, and I am looking forward to that. Our guest tonight have been Mrs. Ann Anderson of Crystal, Minnesota, and Mrs. Margaret Maunder of St. Paul.